The Gemara says that by a psik ratio, you could follow even if you're not holding. I don't know where Berns and Shear is holding exactly in the sugya. You'll still be able to follow. I'll speak more general, a little general on the sugya, the Shabbos sugya. It says like this: there's machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda by Einim Eskavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds Einim Eskavin is usher. To Shaila machlokes of Shimon Einim Eskavin is usher achayiv by Shabbos. The Einim Eskavin is for sure usher by umaydin be chayiv. The Raisa, but it's sure us the Rabbanan. And Shimon says Einim Eskavin is mutter. Shimon says Einim Eskavin is mutter. But Zakhri Gemara by a psik ratio, if you're not Eskavin for something, which is sure going to happen, it's a psik ratio. That even if Shimon holds Chayiv, not just us, so you're Chayiv, since it's a psik ratio, since it's sure going to happen, Reb Shimon doesn't just hold us, so he holds Chayiv. So by Einim Eskavin, if you hold us, or Lefi Tais us, or other Shimon Chayiv, Reb Shimon holds Mutter, by psik ratio, they both agree Chayiv. However, Zok Taisvis, what's the halach of a psik ratio of the Loi Nichalei? How about if he walks by, he opens his fridge and the light goes on. So it wasn't intended light bulb, but it's a psik ratio. What about a psik ratio of the loy nichalei? He's not happy with it. He's not happy with the psik ratio. We'll discuss in a minute, is the pshat he's upset about the psik ratio, or he just doesn't care? We'll discuss that in a minute. Is it he doesn't care, or he's upset about it? We'll discuss. But what's the halacha of psik ratio of loy nichalei? That's machlokes the aruch and the ri. The Aruch says if psik ratio of loy nichalei is mutter. I want to discuss the Aruch first. So the Aruch says even though psik ratio einam eskavin according to Shimon's mutter, psik ratio is chayiv. Psik ratio of loy nichalei, if you're unhappy about what occurred, then it's mutter. Why is psik ratio of loy nichalei mutter? I want to discuss from this today. Why does loy nichalei become mutter? What makes it mutter? It's a psik ratio. Reb Shimon also a psik ratio chayiv. All of a sudden, it's like Nichlei becomes Mutter. What's Ketan? What's going on here? You psik reisha, it's chayiv. Why does like Nichlei become Mutter? That's what I'm discussing today. Zot the Masha. The Masha says in Shabbos on Kup Gimel that the reason why psik reisha, the Loi Nichlei becomes Mutter, is because Loi Nichlei makes it a Malach Shein Tzarech Legufa. Loi nichalei, what does loi nichalei do? What's a malach shein tzarech? Rabbi, I'm doing something confusing here. Confusing. We're talking about einam eskavin. He wasn't intending for something. I'll give you a mashal. They used to have dirt in their houses. Their houses were made out of dirt floor. And he drags a bench, a heavy bench, which makes a hole in his floor. It's charisha, it's plowing. Makes a hole in his floor. However, he's loi nichalei about that hole. Or baina, building perhaps. He's loy nichalei about that hole. So what's the halacha? It's mutter, l'fi of Shimon. Psik reisha loy nichalei, l'fi the aruch. Psik reisha loy nichalei is mutter. Why is it mutter? If it's a psik reisha, it's a heavy bench, it's for sure going to make a hole, it should be chayiv. It shouldn't just be us, it should be chayiv. Why does loy nichalei become mutter? Zot n'masha, chiddush. That if it's loy nichalei, it becomes a malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa. What's a malacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa? What's a malach shein tzarech legufa? Let's say I dig a hole in the ground, but instead of digging the hole, I'm digging it to use the dirt to throw at somebody. Let's say I trap an animal. I trap a nachash. Normally you trap a nachash, use the nachash. Let's say I trap the nachash or it shouldn't bite me. So it's a malacha. Sud! But it's ein tzarech legufa. I'm not doing the malacha for the same purpose in the Mishkan. Say the simplest pshat. In the Mishkan, you trapped in order to use the thing you're trapping. You trapped in order to catch an animal. I'm trapping an animal and it shouldn't bite me. So it's a malach shein tzarech legufa. Zot the Masha rizig chiddush. If you're einam eskavin according to Rav Shimon Yemutter, if it's a psik reisha, you're dragging the bench, and it's for sure going to happen, chayiv. But if it's loy nichalei, it becomes a malach shein tzarech legufa. Let's say I would purposely drag the bench in order to make that hole. But I want the hole in order to move the bench. So that's a malacha shein tzarech legufa. I'm doing the malacha not for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. That's why it's mutter. Fret the carbon is sound on your bonus shleim. A malacha shein tzarech legufa is not mutter. It's patim adaraisa, it's asim adarabanan. That's the way we're passing it. Aloch lemaisa. A malacha shein tzarech legufa is not mutter. It's patim adaraisa. So how can the Maharsha say that Sikresha Loi Nichele, the reason why Loi Nichele makes it mutter, is because it becomes a Malach Shein Tzarech Legufa? A Malach Shein Tzarech Legufa is not mutter, it's Papa Avlasser. So how could the Aruch say Sikresha Loi Nichele is mutter? If Loi Nichele accomplishes to make it a Malach Shein Tzarech Legufa, it should be Papa Avlasser, it shouldn't be mutter. Bishlam, like the Re argues on the Aruch. The Re says a psikresha loy nichle, you'll see in the long place Mr. Christ of the Mizaisa, a psikresha loy nichle is pat lav lasa gevaldig. It's mamish like a malach shein tzarech legufa. But according to the Aruch who says psikresha loy nichle is mutter, if you're telling me loy nichle makes it a malach shein tzarech legufa, so it should be malach shein tzarech legufa, pat lav lasa. How can you say it's mutter? Yes, Yitzchak. That we're going to discuss in a minute. We'll discuss the Re'im. The Tshuva Re'im speaks about it. Even Mekalkal is Patav Lasser, first of all. Second of all, I don't know if it's called Mekalkal, it's Lainichal. Let's assume right now, because he doesn't care. Not as destructive, he doesn't care. He doesn't care for it. Let's not assume it's destructive. Eina Chanami, the Gemara says about my case of dragging the bench in the house, the Gemara says it's Kilkal. If it happens to be right, then Mars is the Kalkal. Let's go on Shabbos and Amdalad. But let's assume, not like me, forget my case, assume Loi Nichle means he doesn't care. So there's a beautiful kasha of the carbon asanel on the Maharsha. How can the Maharsha say, a psikreshna in Loi Nichle, psikreshna that you're not happy with, the reason why it's mutter is because the malacha shein tzarech legufa, because you don't want the malacha for the same purpose as the Mishkan. Because you don't want the malacha. Let's discuss the case. It's easier to have a specific case. The case I'll take is the case you have this bottle that you want to put this, you take an old garment, the Gemara's case, and you're sticking in the hole of the bottle to plug up the bottle. And on the garment has a little shaker, a little beer, and you're plugging up the beer bottle. By sticking it into that little hole, it loses the beer that's absorbed in this garment. So it's not your intention is to stuff the beer bottle. But in the mail you're doing schita, you're squeezing out this little beer, you're doing schita, which is a toldav, which is mefarek, which is a toldav dash, you're doing dash, or Rashi's going to be libun, but you're doing the malacha, your enem is scabin, it's a psik resh, it's going to happen, it's sure going to happen, but it's leinichle, you're not happy, you're losing the beer falls on the floor, it's a psik resh of leinichle. So why, and the Aruch says it's mutter, it's a psik resh of leinichle, zok darach, it's mutter. Why is it mutter, zok darach? What's the reason? So the Maharsha says, because it becomes a malach shein tzarech legufa. Because the malach of schita, let's say it's mefarik, is normally to squeeze, take milk out of an animal, you want to use the milk. Or mefarik in dash, they winnowed, you want to use the kernels of grain. Here you're squeezing out the beer, it's getting lost. So it's the malach shein tzarech legufa. You're not doing the normal purpose of the Mishkan. Besides, that's why it's mutter. Like the carbon asana, but it's not mutter. A malach shein tzarech legufa is pata, but it's aser. So we have to tell me that's why it's mutter. And for the carbon asana, when do we say malach shein tzarech legufa is aser? Is aser? That's only by miskavim. By einai miskavim, malach shein tzarech legufa is mutter. Again, when do we say malach shein tzarech legufa is aser by miskavim? By einai miskavim, malach shein tzarech legufa is aser. Zok the carbon asanel. When do we say malach shein tzarech legufa is usher? That's only by miskavim. By einai miskavim, malach shein tzarech legufa is mutter. Shrek the kasha. This everybody makes it twice. People think of psik resha. In our case, ain't a miskavim, it's a psik resha. People think it makes a miskavim. It doesn't make a miskavim. If it made a miskavim, you lose this verb. Then what does he mean? If psik resha makes a miskavim, then we're going by miskavim. So what if it up saying loy nichle? What is it up saying loy nichle? So what? By malach shein tzarech legufa is patur avlasser. It's not a miskavim. It's ain't a miskavim. It's ain't a miskavim with a psik resha. We'll discuss a difference here, what Reb Shimon discussed, what psik resha does. But it's ain't a miskavim with a psik resha. Now, ain't a miskavim with a psik resha is chayiv. Miskavim is chayiv. They're both chayiv. Miskavim, if you intend to do a malach, you're chayiv. If you don't intend, but it's automatically going to happen, you're also chayiv. However, there's a difference. When it's malach hashem tzarech legufa, when you're not doing the malach for the normal purpose of the Mishkan, and you're miskavim, part of the blessing. If you're not doing the melacha on the normal purpose of the Mishkan, and your ainim is kind of sick ratio, then it's mutter. That's the word of the Karbon Sam. Rabbi said it's a kasha, bomb kasha, which I never in my life heard a Yishuv do. This kasha is an earth-shattering kasha. If the Masha is right, that sick ratio of Leinichla is mutter, because the melacha shen tzarech l'gufa. And by ainim is kind of melacha shen tzarech l'gufa is mutter, Rabbi said that, what's the heter of melacha shen tzarech l'gufa? Where do we learn it from? Where do we learn the heter malach shein tzarech l'gufa from, Rabbi Yisai? Malachas machsheves. It's a drasha by Shabbos. It's not, it says malach lachshev, it says yes b'choshev, malachas machsheves. And malach shein tzarech l'gufa is not chayiv. If you don't want, it's not choshev, if you don't want the normal purpose in the Mishkan. It's a p'tur in Shabbos. The Aruch said it's p'tur. One of the cases the Aruch said it's p'tur we had in Tosfos, is he says if you pour wine on top of the Beis Hamikdash, on top of the Mizbeach, you put out the fire. That wasn't your intention. There's a lav, a loisei to put out the fire. Zot the aruch is mutter. Why? Because the psik reishit loy nichalei. If the whole head of psik reishit loy nichalei is it becomes a malach shein tzarech l'gufa, out of Shabbos there's no head of malach shein tzarech l'gufa. There's no such thing putting out a fire on the mizbeach. There's a lav to put out the fire on the mizbeach. There's no such thing malach shein tzarech l'gufa. It doesn't exist. By the Mizbeach, by putting out, by every, the only place is a heter of Malach Shein Tzarech L'Gufa is by Shabbos. There's no heter by putting out a fire in the Mizbeach of Malach Shein Tzarech L'Gufa. Sorry? No, it's not going to Shabbos. The Gemara is going on the Yisrael L'Sichba. Putting out the fire in the Mizbeach. The other case, the Aruch goes also, they don't do a Shabbos. So how can the Maharsha say the heter of the Aruch is Malach Shein Tzarech L'Gufa? Now, Be'emes, I'll tell you, there's a rush who says that the Aruch never says it by not by Shabbos. The Aruch only holds mutter by Shabbos. That would stem very well with Masha. Our Taisis can't go with Masha. In our Taisis, you can't say Psik Rachel Lo Yichle is mutter because Malach Shein Tzarech L'Gufa doesn't fit with the Masha. So the sheet, the two more sheetahs, why Psik Rachel Lo Yichle is Pater Mutter. But I see the Olam, some of them, it's not really so fair. Some of them didn't learn Taisis yet. That verse says, I've been doing this Taisis yet. It's a little unfair over here. You didn't let them do Taisis yet. It's a little unfair. And even though I'm Aram with Jew Taisis, I want the Bezer Hashem to keep chazing this Taisis. There's two more Mahalchim that are complex. And I'm going to repeat this Malach. Nobody should feel they lost. I'm going to repeat it over Bezer Hashem tomorrow when we come back. So the rest of the time, I want to speak about Hanukkah. There's a Gemara in Shabbos which says as follows.